In the earliest days, Peachtree was no more than a trail extending northward from the core of the city. And as Atlanta grew, you had the grandest mansions and the grandest stores built on the street. We have a few that remain, including Rhodes Hall. And unfortunately, it experienced a large decline as people began to leave the core of the city for the suburbs with the construction of the interstate in the 1950s and 1960s. So this once grand street, the once main street, really lost its luster, especially in Midtown, where you had this kind of void.
So if we stepped out onto Peachtree Street in Midtown back in the 1960s or 70s, what would we have seen?
By the late 1960s, you had the growth of a neighborhood really between 8th and 14th Street that was a hotbed of alternative culture. You had a large hippie population and LGBT population that had moved into the urban void that kind of came into existence with white flight. And so in the 1960s and 70s, you didn't have a business-oriented area. You didn't have a particularly recognizable residential area. It was a lot of vacant or derelict buildings, low-slung, two-story. And you can see a little bit of evidence of those buildings today still on the street across from the Federal Reserve. At 10th, you have two-story buildings and parking lots that echo back to what that entire strip would have looked like all the way from downtown up through Arts Center area.
So what happened next? How did it go from being an area with parking lots and derelict buildings to a hub of new developments?
The Arts Center redevelopment in Midtown happened on Peachtree Street in the 1960s, the Memorial Arts Center. And really, that and Colony Square were the first big developments that began to change the nature of Peachtree Street in Midtown. And then in the 1980s, you had the MARTA line be driven up Peachtree Street and begin to connect those areas of downtown with the further north areas of Midtown. And so all of a sudden you had this decentralization of commercial and office space in the city. So you had buildings like Bell South Center and AT&T Midtown Center be constructed on Peachtree, and all of a sudden show people that Peachtree could be the premier street and Midtown could be the next burgeoning commercial and office district in the city. The trend towards residential development in Midtown really began in the 2000s. You look at trends in the markets in general, and there was this recognition that all of this space existed and there was a desire for people to begin to live in the city. And whereas downtown had a grungy kind of atmosphere to it, by the 1980s, Midtown had been cleaned up. And with the development of these new office high-rises, you had a place where people began to see that they could construct these residences and attract people to develop a neighborhood there.
Is that what's behind this recent boom with these two new developments going up on Peachtree Street in Midtown?
In the early 2000s, all the way through the beginning of the recession, you had the impetus for this growth. And then following 2008, a lot of these projects, grand plans that had really begun to be realized, stopped dead in their tracks. You had vacant lots, you had foundations that were dug and never constructed. You look at developments today, and a lot of them are still scaled back versions of what had been proposed before the recession. So with announcements of buildings like the one across the street from the Fox Theater, or the one by Loudermilk Company in the block around 7th Street. All of these are really a signal that that growth and that optimism is back in the neighborhood, and you're beginning to have multiple developers wanting to take advantage of the opportunities, the fact that people want to live closer to work, that a certain segment of the population really has embraced an urban lifestyle and has realized that there's a lot to offer within the city, and therefore wants to come back and live in these high-end residential apartments and condo buildings.
How do you think these development projects are going to reshape Peachtree Street and maybe the rest of Midtown?
In the architectural and design community, there's been a little bit of a witch hunt, and admittedly led by Curbed at times, of dissatisfaction with a lot of the designs that we see being built on Peachtree. Obviously, not every building is going to be iconic, nor should it be. But there's a recognition that Peachtree is Atlanta's street. It's our main street. It's our front yard. It's what people see when they see Atlanta. Developers that want to set themselves apart are working with very good architecture firms and bringing good design to Peachtree Street. You have kind of the champions of architecture in Atlanta, Max Scoggin and Merrill Elam, doing a development across from the High Museum, One Museum Place, which is bringing high design to the area. And you have the recent announcement of JPX's project across from the Fox Theater, which is utilizing a lot of the same materials that the other large developers use, glass and concrete, but using them in ways that we don't necessarily see on other projects. So you're going to have iconic buildings be built on Peachtree and quality buildings be built on Peachtree that will last and define a streetscape and an atmosphere that hopefully will last into the future.